Orange and the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online Friday morning, the Federal Member for Clare, Andrew G. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for having me back on Triple M.
Thanks for your time, mate. Now, some sad news. We have recorded our first death in Orange with regard to COVID-19. A local woman, and obviously there's some family that are very upset by this.
Yeah, a terrible tragedy. And on behalf of our community, I'd like to express my sincere condolences and the deepest sympathy of all of us to the family and friends of the patient who passed away. It's a really difficult time for them and a tragic time for everyone, and just brings home how serious a threat this virus is to the people of our area. And I'd particularly also like to thank the people, the hardworking team at the Orange Hospital, for their extraordinary dedication and commitment in ensuring that our community receives the best possible healthcare. It's world class. A huge amount of effort's been going in around the region to prepare for this in terms of our health services. I want to thank all of our health workers. We're very lucky to have you.
Now, Andrew, also there are some restrictions with regard to leaving your house. Can you run through those for us, please?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of exceptions to it, but basically the New South Wales government signed a health order which says that people basically have to stay home unless you've got a reasonable excuse for leaving home. And so reasonable excuses for leaving home include obtaining food or other goods or services for personal needs of the household or other household purposes, including pets and for vulnerable people, travelling to work or education if you can't do that from home, travelling for the purposes of attending childcare, exercising, obtaining medical care or supplies or health supplies or carers' responsibilities, attending a wedding or a funeral with those limits of 5 and 10 people, moving to a new place of residence or between places of residence, providing care or assistance to a vulnerable person or providing emergency assistance, donating blood, undertaking legal obligations, accessing public services such as social services, and continuing existing custody arrangements if you're under, for example, a family court order, avoiding injury, illness, or escaping risk or harm, or for emergencies or compassionate reasons. There are a couple more in there, but that's basically it. And you can't have a public place gathering of more than two people unless you're from the same household or it's essential for work or education. So people just need to be aware of those. If you want the details, hop onto my Facebook page, and I've set it out there for everyone.
Okay. Now, truck stops, they have been reopened. They did shut, but the truckies, they're so very important to our country at the moment.
Truckies are an essential part of our supply chain. It's the truckies which have been keeping the loo paper moving, Neil, amongst other things.
There's loo paper back on the shelves now. I've started seeing it.
Yeah, I've seen it too. And, I mean, this was just a basic thing that had to happen. We can't have the truckies keeping the supply chain moving, but they're not able to access basic facilities like a shower or a sit-down meal. So thanks to our truckies, we really appreciate everything that you're doing as well, and great to see that this has been reversed and that you can stop at the driver's lounges and truck stops again.
Yeah, good news. All right, now, JobKeeper payments, a big stimulus package here announced by the federal government.
Yeah, this was a big one, Neil. So basically $1,500 per fortnight for the JobKeeper payment. It's paid to companies directly. It's designed to keep people in work and connected to employers. I've had some positive feedback on it from the businesses. They've welcomed it. It does need some tweaking. There are some details on it which are not perfect, so they will have to be tweaked as this is rolled out. But it's $130 billion, so it's a big package. And if you want businesses to hibernate, the two big costs they have are wages and also leases and rents. I think there's going to be more on leases and rents today, but the businesses are telling me that this is a very welcomed package. So you can either get JobKeeper, if you can't get that, then there's JobSeeker. And JobKeeper is also available for sole traders as well.
All right. Now, changes to foreign investment here, the laws. This is good news. Now more than ever, we need to protect our assets, our land, and, dare I say it, our stock on the shelves.
Yeah, well, I think this is very necessary. So the Aussie dollar has been falling, and this does make us vulnerable to people coming in from other countries or their companies and swooping on distressed assets. A lot of our companies are really vulnerable at the moment, and we can't let all of our assets just be taken over and cherry-picked. And we just need to be aware that this could happen. So the foreign investment review threshold has now been dropped to $0. There were different levels of foreign ownership approval thresholds for ag land. I think combined it was $15 million. It's all now zero. So it doesn't matter whether it's a commercial development, residential land, doesn't matter if you're a foreign government or a foreign company, it's all zero. So I think that's important. It comes on the back of the crackdown on the supermarket raiders. So it's now an offence to take supplies out of the country. So your masks, hand sanitizer, all that sort of stuff, that's not leaving in large quantities anymore. There are now also going to be a new crackdown, I think, on price gouging. So these laws have been flagged and probably timely as well. So prices have been going up. We just ask all of our retailers to, if you can, just be mindful that people are doing it tough out there at the moment and don't put prices up unnecessarily. Like hand sanitizer has been a big one that's just gone through the roof. You will see some prices rise because the Aussie dollar has fallen. So imports, so your TVs, for example, computers, anything imported is going to become more expensive soon. So I think those restrictions are very good. In terms of other things we're doing, we've also got the medicines home delivery service is available now for people on the PBS or RPBS medication scheme. So if you need that medication delivered to your home, so because we don't want to have vulnerable people circulating out in the community at the moment, call your pharmacist and they will organise home delivery for you. You can have other things in the order as well, but it has to have those PBS medicines in there. So you can't just ring up and say, I'd like a box of tissues, thanks. Deliver it at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, sure.
But you can put the tissues in if you're ordering PBS medicines. So people should just be aware of that as well.
Okay. Now, obviously, all this information is on your Facebook page, is it, mate?
Yeah. Check it out on our Facebook page. We're doing regular updates. Pretty much everything you need is there, and we're always summarising it just to make it easy and simple. And in the meantime, we just again ask our seniors in particular to stay at home for the moment and not go out unless you absolutely have to under one of those exceptions, because it's obviously extraordinarily serious and we need to get our community through this as safely as possible.
Indeed. I'm with Andrew G, the Federal Member for Clare. Andrew, as always, thank you for the update, mate. Talk soon.
Thanks for having me on the show, mate.